The Samta Nagar police have booked a woman and five of her family on charges of abetting her husband's suicide. Police sources told Midday that a 37-year-old man allegedly died by suicide and left behind a video on his mobile blaming his wife and in-laws for his death, and the deceased's younger brother, on October 13, received a call informing him that his brother had ended his life at his home in Kandivali's Damunagar. He promptly arrived from Latur, took his brother's mortal remains to their village and performed his last rites there. And upon switching his brother's phone on after the funeral, he discovered a video which was recorded before his death. In the video, he detailed the events that led him to take the grave step, and in the video, the deceased said that on October 12, he visited his in-laws' home in Pune. However, his wife did not let him meet their son. She, he said, with her relatives, also assaulted him. He confessed that he was ending his life due to the harassment he faced at the hands of his wife and her family, and sources said that the Kandivali man was previously married to another woman in 2008 and had two children from the marriage. After his first wife's death, he married the accused woman in 2013 and the two had a son. His wife had fought with him and went to her parents' home in Pune with their son. The man tried to reconcile and was even considering moving to Pune to be closer to them. However, their relationship remained strained, and we have registered a case booked deceased wife and five others, including her sisters and brothers-in-law, for abetment to suicide under sections 3, 5, and 108 of BNS, and we are investigating further, said an officer from Samta Nagar Police Station.